Imagine an adorable little puppy of your choice sitting in line, waiting to be euthanized and thrown away like garbage. That cute creature is one of millions. Today, I'm with Cheryl Wicks, founder of a local non-kill shelter in Grass Valley. We are here to discuss the importance of spaying and neutering your pet, a simple task we can do that will save thousands of animals' lives. This relates to one of the most important moments in history, when Best Friends Animal Society started the no-kill movement in 1984. For one thing, spaying and neutering prevents mammary cancer in females and testicular cancer in males. So, Ms. Wicks, in your opinion, how important do you think it is for owners to spay and neuter their pets?
Oh, I think it's incredibly important because there's just some of the things you already mentioned about cancer. Animals that haven't been spayed and neutered are more susceptible to cancer. And they're more susceptible to, you know, females going to heat. Dogs have way more olfactory glands than we do. A male dog can smell a female in heat a mile away. They jump the fence, they dig under, they get hit in the road. It creates all kinds of problems. And then they have puppies that the families aren't prepared to take care of. And then they either bring them here or, you know, we've gotten bags full of and boxes full of puppies sitting along the road. We've found kittens in people's mailboxes. It's terrible, the consequences. There's health consequences. There's getting hit in the road consequences. There's, you know, it's just not a great. They need to spay and neuter their animals. Everybody does.
Yeah. And how many animals would you say are in the shelter currently?
There's about 110 in the shelter, and then we have about another 40 in foster homes.
Are you full? Do you get full often?
We're almost always full.
Yeah. If this were a full kill shelter, many of these animals would be put down to create space for more, correct?
Right.
Okay. Statistics show that out of the 6 million animals that enter shelters, only 2 million will make it out alive. Also, Cheryl had told me she has a story regarding the effects of spaying and neutering an animal. Would you be willing to share that with us?
Of course. So the story is a lady came here one day with some purebred puppies, and she had intentionally had her female dog bred to another dog of the same breed, and she did it with the intention that she would sell the puppies and make some money. But we got the last 4 puppies because she said by the time she fed them, vaccinated them, dewormed them, do all the things you have to do with puppies, that she actually wasn't making any money, and she had no idea how much work it would be, and she said she would never do that again. So we got her puppies, her purebred puppies were here in an animal shelter to be adopted, and you know, she kind of gave up in despair and wished she hadn't done that.
Clearly, there are no more questions. You should spay and neuter pets. When the whole world has stopped euthanizing 1.4 million cats and 1.5 million dogs a year, we can all thank the Best Friends Animal Society for their no-kill movement and places like Sammy's Friends to keep the movement alive. Well, this concludes the interview with founder Cheryl Wicks. Thank you for your time, and thank you for founding such an amazing business for our pets in need.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Of course. Thus, the no-kill movement was an important moment in history because it helps our society keep our pets alive, happy, and healthy. As far as you know, that adorable puppy you imagine exists and is walking the Green Mile right now, waiting for its pointless life to end or for a place like Sammy's Friends to save it. Pennies for Paws, Inc. said it for me. What's more sad than the fact that 10,000 animals died today? The fact that because of the ignorance of humans, it will happen again tomorrow. End the cycle. Spay and neuter.